Good evening. This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, April 11th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Anthony Carajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And we are in the last few hours of our spring fundraiser. Still more tomorrow, but it's not too late to contribute.
No, you can still do so at supportkuaf.com.
Just go there, decide the amount, decide the method, and make your pledge of support.
We do ask that you make the decision to give so that you support this public radio station. We are a nonprofit entity, and 66% of our budget comes from the local community. It is our most reliable and the biggest source of income for us here at KUAF.
And to just ride on that, 88% of our budget we raise in-house. That means we apply for grants and things like that, so it's still work we have to do. But yes, two-thirds comes directly from you and your neighbors.
And if you have yet to make your contribution to that 66%, please do so now at supportkuaf.com.
Coming up on Ozarks in about 5 minutes, Ruby Brock discusses the latest poll results on Arkansas elections.
But first, a rally is being held today at the state capitol, with a range of speakers objecting to what's being called the mass incarceration of citizens in the U.S. It comes as Arkansas is dealing with a record prison population, and state lawmakers continue reevaluating how offenders are sentenced. Julie Kyle of Fayetteville is helping organize the event, which she says is aimed at providing a thoughtful debate about current policy within Arkansas and the United States.
We aren't happy with the news that we see every day. The numbers of people who need help for drug and alcohol addiction, for mental illness, these people, a lot of them, find themselves at one point or another in prison or in jail. But there's a great lack of access to care.
The U.S. leads all other nations in the percentage of citizens behind bars, and about three-quarters of those incarcerated are serving time for nonviolent offenses. In recent years, lawmakers around the country have been reassessing drug laws. Republican State Senator Jeremy Hutchinson of Benton is chairman of the Arkansas Senate Judiciary Committee. He notes passage of a law 3 years ago intended to ease prison overcrowding by reducing sentences for some property and drug crimes.
I think there's certainly an open mind at the legislature. We passed Act 570 in hopes that we would not be incarcerating nonviolent, mostly drug addicts, and we wanted to increase the number of people on probation and not incarcerate them.
Senator Hutchinson says the outcry caused by the case of Daryl Dennis, a repeat parole absconder who allegedly committed murder hours after being released from incarceration, prompted lawmakers last year to tighten laws for those on probation. As a result, Arkansas now has a record prison population, with many being held in county jails, waiting for bed space in state prisons. Today's rally is a culmination of a week of awareness events by the National Coalition seeking an end to mass incarceration.
It's costing more for drivers in Arkansas to fill up their tanks. AAA says spring is typically a transition time when prices fluctuate. This week's statewide average is $3.44 per gallon, almost 20 cents higher than last month. Don Redman, a spokesman with AAA, says prices could go higher.
It's always dicey when you try to make forecasts what prices will do. AAA has been bracing its members to expect springtime peaks anywhere between $3.55 to $3.75 a gallon. Now, traditionally, Arkansas falls anywhere between 10 to 20 cents behind the national average. So, again, if that forecast come true, we could be looking at a springtime peak anywhere between $3.50 to $3.65 a gallon.
Redman says the fluctuation is affected by the change in gasoline from a winter grade to a summer grade. He says geopolitical tensions are also playing a role.
Walmart is investing in LED lighting fixtures as a move to cut energy costs. According to the company, the ceiling fixtures from GE use 40% less energy than lighting sources previously used in stores. And the LED lighting will help the retail giant reduce the kilowatt hour per square foot of electricity used in its stores by 20% by the year 2020. The LED lighting will be used in 30 new U.S. stores and in 111 new and remodeled stores around the world.
Ongoing roadway construction in Springdale will cause the closure tomorrow of one intersection. According to the City of Springdale, the intersection of Johnson Road and Chapman Avenue will be closed between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. to allow for an accelerated construction schedule. Alternate routes will be available on Carley and Cambridge Roads and Don Tyson Parkway.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals held their home opener last night. The Nats fell to the Frisco Rough Riders 11-7, putting the Naturals at 5-2 on the season. The series against Frisco continues this evening at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 57. Partly sunny tomorrow with highs from 75 in Northwest Arkansas to 80 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with lows around 61 degrees.